Module 10, Review the Journey. Session 3, The Primary Place and Time for Post-Baptismal Catechesis. Objective, discover why the Mass is really the most important part of mystagogy. Now that the children have an experience of the sacraments, some say mystagogy is the time to teach the theology of the sacraments. Others say it's the time to teach the Eucharist and the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. The unbaptized children, of course, did not receive this sacrament, so we need to teach it while we can. So goes the thinking. Still others claim it's the time to focus on mission and service, while others are mostly worried about the fact that nobody comes back for sessions anyway. Go to Mass. The only thing you really have to worry about is that the neophytes go to Mass. And since the RCIA has been a journey of conversion for the children and their parents, they want to go to Mass, because Mass is where they experience Eucharist again and again. The Eucharist is the most important thing in the period of mystagogy. Mystagogy is not about coming back for more sessions. Sure, we expect and we ask and we hope that they come to our mystagogy session to reflect upon the power of the vigil. The mystagogy of reflections will help them deepen their understanding of the sacraments and the Paschal mystery. However, if you are new to RCIA ministry, let this be a warning. April and May are busy months for families with school-aged children, and April and May are typically the months of mystagogy. Spring break, First Communions, Confirmation, Mother's Day, graduation, soccer tournaments, baseball games, and a myriad of things are potential conflicts with your mystagogy sessions. Although your mystagogy sessions will no doubt be brilliant, coming back for these sessions is secondary to celebrating the Eucharist. The Eucharistic celebration is primarily where and how mystagogy happens. The Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults says that the, quote, main setting, end quote, for mystagogy is the, quote, Sunday Masses of the Easter Season, end quote, number 247, Canada, number 237. Fun fact, it's about community. The words community or the faithful are mentioned 7 times in paragraph 246 alone. That's Canada, number 236. The Church is emphasizing how crucial it is for the neophytes to be in the midst of the faithful and to experience community. Experience Christ. When the neophytes come to Mass every Sunday, they experience the body of Christ, which they are now incorporated into fully. Experience is one of the key words of mystagogy. Mystagogy is based on the neophytes' quote, personal experience of the sacraments, end quote, number 247, Canada, number 237. When they go to Mass, the neophytes experience Christ and community. When the neophytes go to Mass and experience the Eucharist again for the 2nd, the 3rd, 4th, or the 15th time, here's what happens. They eat and drink at the table of the risen Lord. Number 244, Canada, number 234. They experience community, number 246, Canada, number 236. They meditate on the Easter Gospels, number 244, Canada, number 234. They are sent forth to do works of charity, number 244, Canada, number 234. Eating and drinking at the table of the risen Lord. Coming to the table to share in the body and blood of Christ is the highlight of the Easter experience. Indeed, it's the source and summit of all Christian life. So the Eucharist is the centering point for everything that happens during mystagogy. Start with the Easter Masses and move out from there. Experience community. Being at Mass means being a part of community. There is no better way to experience community than to come together for Eucharist. Meditate on the Easter Gospels. The Gospels of the Easter season, particularly Year A, teach the neophytes about the Church, the Eucharist, discipleship, and mission. The images give us a point of departure for helping the children understand their role as young followers of Christ. Good Shepherd Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is a particularly good Sunday to talk with kids about following the Shepherd. Doing works of charity. Partaking in the Eucharist always leads outward in mission. By now, the children know that they are serving others, and that is a part of the Christian life. But mystagogy provides a new perspective. Now they are really fully fledged disciples who have a responsibility, no matter what their age. Put it all together. The four points given here create a picture of mystagogy, including the mystagogical reflection piece that we discussed in the last session. The following elements should be included in your mystagogy sessions. Some sessions may be devoted solely to reflecting on the Easter Vigil, and some sessions may have one or more of the following elements. Reflection on the Easter Gospel. Discussion of baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. Now that you have celebrated the sacraments, what's different? What's changed? What's it mean? Discuss the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. Note that the patristic fathers thought of the sacrament of penance as a, quote, second baptism, end quote. Focus on discipleship and mission. What's my role in the church and in the world? Do a service project with companions. For example, take Easter baskets to a senior citizen center. Ask each neophyte to develop their own personal Christian service plan. Make sure neophytes are connected to and registered for religious education and youth ministry. Here is my final tip, for this session anyway, about mystagogy. Make your sessions short. Except for the first mystagogical session, when you do a guided reflection on the vigil. You can do what you need to do in a short period of time. Check in with folks, stay connected, and have godparents stay connected with neophytes too. Remember, it's spring, and folks have spring fever. Well, I may have one more final tip. Please take a look at Exercise 3.